It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
My friends, we are here. It is Wednesday. Let's do this thing. The Puff and Steph Podcast. We are inside the American Shaman of PA Studios. Have pain, anxiety, can't sleep? Well, meet with a certified wellness consultant in American Shaman of PA. Life is better with the feather. HempusHealth.com. Today's show brought to you by Freisinger Hyundai. Right on the price, right on the pike. Hello, Steph.
Hi.
You have a lot of stickers on your water bottle.
I know. I got some new stickers on there. Aren't they fun? There's a zebra and a little mountain and a panda bear.
Any particular reason why you just started to put stickers on your water bottle?
I think they're cool. And a lot of them match.
Okay. Just curious.
Don't you like them?
I'm not picking on them. I'm just like, I wasn't used to seeing the water bottle with the stickers.
Yep. It's new.
So, last week, we had a very, very dark Would You Rather Wednesday question.
It was. I was not a fan.
It was. It wasn't right. Yeah. This week, not as dark.
Good.
Not as dark.
Thank you.
But I think it is going to make you think. Would you rather have a partner who takes a lot of selfies or one who takes a lot of pictures of just you?
Pictures of just you. I think that's sweet.
So the guy would just be taking pictures of you and he would never be in them?
Yeah. I think that's sweet. He's like, oh, look, she looks so cute the way she's sipping her lemonade.
It's very random.
Very
act.
Specific. I don't know. But I think that's cute. I've never been into guys who take a lot of selfies. I've always been very turned off by that. No offense to anybody. Seriously.
It's okay if you offend someone.
No, I don't want to offend anybody. Because some people maybe just think that they have a lot of good hair days, and that's fine. But for me, if like on a dating profile, if all the guys' pictures are like gym selfies, mirror selfies, flex selfies,
there's other types of selfies to take besides gym selfies, though.
That's just what I picture.
What if you're at, like, I don't know why I'm thinking about this. What if you're at the zoo and you're like, I'm taking a selfie with the panda?
No, that would be a cool selfie. But if he's just, like, in his car at the gym, in his car again, in his bedroom.
In his car in the gym parking lot.
Right, exactly. Then that's, yeah.
Him flexing and blocking out the panda with his bicep.
Right.
Want to see the panda, bro?
Yeah, and that's a lot of what you see on, like, dating websites and stuff. And to me, it's just a quick turn off.
Mm-hmm. I'm the other way around. I would, if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely want someone to take pictures of themselves.
Really?
Couple of reasons. One, you know how much I love getting my picture taken.
That is true. But what if it's from someone that you, like, love, and they just love you, and they think you look really cute the way you're laying on the couch?
Yeah, it's never happened. So I just can't picture it. And plus, if it's someone who's taking a lot of pictures of themselves, there's a really good chance they're hot.
Or maybe they're just really into themselves, which isn't always a good thing.
No, but I'm just going to look past that.
You're going to assume that they're genuinely good-looking people.
Yes, just
that's
be
fair. Okay.
Just be 100% superficial. Super superficial. And just be like, if they're taking pictures of themselves, they're probably attractive. So
right.
Go me.
Right.
And they're not taking pictures of me, so also go me.
Right.
Because I just don't like my picture getting taken.
Yeah. No, that's fair. A lot of guys don't. My brothers will spend more time complaining about getting the picture taken than getting the actual picture taken would take. You know, I think it's a guy thing.
It's like their thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the guys that you see taking pictures of themselves all the time. So I don't know if you knew this trick, but a woman on TikTok claims that she has found a way to get free clothing at Disney World.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Their clothes are so expensive.
She shared that when she was at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom back in May, she was told her crop top was a little too cropped for the park's dress code.
They have a dress code at an amusement park?
Yes. She was then offered a ticket that directed her to the nearest gift shop where she was able to pick a Disney t-shirt from one of the gift shops.
No way.
She said, and these are in her own words, I just got a $75 shirt because I was wearing a shirt that was exposing my underboob a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, homegirl's got some confidence. That is not even a crop top. That's a crop top and a half.
Well, yeah, it's a little too cropped. But
yeah, I mean, okay, maybe they were justified in telling her to put something else on. At first, I was like, can they really tell you what to wear? But I guess if you got stuff hanging.
It's their private property. They can do what they want.
Right.
They're the same people that, if they have a mask policy, can kick you out for not wearing one.
Right. I guess that's the way the world we're living in right now.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
Steph, you love Disney.
Right.
And you are broke. So,
amen.
Therefore, ergo, vis-a-vis, next time you travel down to Florida, if you dress like a skank, they'll give you,
yeah.
they'll give you a free Disney shirt.
Is it worth it? $75 shirt? It might be. I don't even think I have any shirts. I'd have to buy a shirt that was that short, though.
Right.
Or I'd have to
borrow
like my 8-year-old cousin's shirt. Because it sounds like that's what this woman was wearing.
So, just let us know how it goes. If you come back with a new Disney shirt, I'll know how you got it. A wink, wink.
You know, another way to get free stuff at an amusement park, and this is a tip from me. Get your hands stuck in a ride, and they will give you all the free stuff you want.
What?
Did I never tell you that story? So I was probably like 10 or 12. I could be totally wrong there, but I was young, and we were at Six Flags Great Adventure. And the ride operator slammed my hands in a ride. He, like, closed the door on my hands.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how my fingers are still functioning, honestly. It's a blessing from the heavens because they were smashed into this ride.
Did they break?
No. I mean, they were pretty cut up and, like, bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the ride operator didn't speak English very well. So when I was screaming, help, 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 my fingers are smashed, ow, 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 he thought that I was, like, having a good time. Like, wee, yay, because he didn't
So did the
English.
Ride? Did the ride go?
So, thankfully, other people around that were closer to where he was standing were like, dude, you smashed her face. Like, go help her before the ride started. But they were smashed in there for a couple minutes while he was just, like, checking all the other seats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did I not know this story?
I know. It's a good story. So my mom, of course, typical mom mode, freaked out on him and, like, drug me and my bleeding fingers to, like, guest services to complain. So, of course, they didn't want us to sue them. So they were like, oh, we'll take her to the candy store and do you want any stuffed animals or shirts? Or so I got to, like, fill up this bag with anything I wanted. All this free stuff.
What? Listen. And you know that I love your mom.
Yeah.
Right? You know that I think your mom is one of the best people I've ever met.
She is.
She's fantastic.
She's the best.
And you know I love you.
Right.
Right? You're one of the best friends I ever had. You guys are stupid. All right.
We should have sued them?
You should. It could have been Steph's Great Adventure.
Aw, I know. I wish I understood more about lawsuits because I would have been like, this
no,
could make
you were
me rich
11.
Someday.
This
right.
is on your mom. Listen, Baxter, I love you. I know you're listening to this right now. All right. You're a great person. You're a great mom. You really screwed up here.
I know. We could
you
be
really,
rich.
You could have. I mean, emotional distress.
Oh, yeah. We could have claimed all of it.
I mean.
Physical.
I mean, yeah, your fingers were cut up, but whatever. You got to play off the emotions.
Right.
My child is now afraid of amusement parks.
Yep. Traumatized.
Forever.
Yep.
Like, I almost want to say good on you guys for not suing because it seems like the injuries were superficial
yeah.
and your fingers were fine. You
can
move them
out.
And stuff. But.
Lots of money to be had.
There's so many things wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't hire or train the person correctly. They tried to bribe you with stuffed animals
and
t-shirts.
Worked. And all the candy I wanted.
Like, it's fun for a day.
Right.
But do you love paying those college loans right now?
Exactly. I could be rolling in
it. Did you get a scholarship? Yeah, I got a scholarship from Six Flags. I didn't have to, like, write a paper. All I had to do was let them slam a gate down across my fingers.
There's a little tip for
boom,
you college
hey,
kids.
What's up, Harvard?
Yep. Seriously, we could have made a lot of money, but my parents were very cool about it. They gave us, like, VIP passes to come back the next year, and when we went back the next year, the ride was gone. So
just 1 year of VIP passes?
Yeah, it was just like one pass to come back the following summer. I know.
Oh my God. I'm
I know.
So angry with your whole family.
I know. That's what you get for being
even
good
if,
people.
Even if you don't want to sue, at least be like, I want season passes for the next 15 years.
Right. For life. It should have been.
Or something like that.
Easily.
And here's the thing. What's that really cost them? Because you're still going to come into the park,
yep.
spend money. I mean, you're not spending money on tickets, so you're going to spend more money on food,
yep.
more money on games,
yep.
and you just have to sign a thing saying you're not going to sue.
Yep.
Rebecca, I'm not disappointed in Steph. She was a child. I'm a little disappointed in you.
Baxter.
You should have been just a little bit more just cutthroat.
I know. Next time. That's a good tip for anybody who ever goes through this.
Yeah. Now, don't be going to amusement parks shoving your kids' hands
don't
into the rides.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, take full advantage. All right. Didn't know we were going there, but I'm glad we did.
Tangent.
Coming up. Yeah, this is Sketchy Science.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph Podcast.
All right, I don't know. I'm saying this is sketchy science. That's all I'm saying here. Research shows different odors affect the way motorists drive. With fast food scents likely to increase road rage potential, and other smells like peppermint deemed to improve concentration. And this kind of goes back to one of my favorite things. And
essential oils. Yes, I knew it.
Because isn't peppermint one of those scents that's supposed to be calming?
Yeah, and it helps headaches. It's like soothing.
Oh, sure it does. Well, they say...
It does.
Okay. well, they say peppermint, that smell, is supposed to calm you, and they have less road rage incidents when the car smells like peppermint.
Lavender does that. My mom got me a bag of lavender to help my road rage a couple years ago. I don't think it worked, but it's a cute little decoration.
Well, maybe the lavender's gone bad. Does it go bad?
Yeah, the scent goes away, so I think I need to freshen it up.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm yelling at people again. I'm turning into Steph Hulk behind the wheel. Please, more lavender.
Yep.
It keeps me calm.
I didn't know peppermint did that, though. Interesting.
The essential oil peppermint is a headache thing?
I use it a lot for headaches.
Does it work?
Yes. It does. Okay. It's soothing. You put it on like your temples and the back of your neck and it's just nice.
Okay.
I swear it does.
Sure. Whatever you say. But it's not supposed to calm? Like that's not
I guess that is one of the properties of it. It also helps with like stomach issues.
One of the properties. One of the scientific properties. Hey, Mike! Should we say the peppermint helps calm people? Yeah, why not? Why not? People aren't buying lavender as much as they used to. They think they can buy one bag and it just lasts forever. It doesn't work like that, so let's make them buy peppermint now.
Hey, it's working, though. The essential oil business is booming.
I know it is. People hit me up all the time.
Do they?
They do! Mostly for my wife.
Okay,
because they're like, hey, would she be interested? I'm like, no!
Is she interested, though?
I don't know. We don't talk. So you watched that show, Naked and Afraid, right?
Yes. Okay. My brother and I really like that.
Naked and Afraid XL. Is that the one you watch?
I don't think there's an XL on it. Is that like...
Bigger people? Bigger parts? I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, a contestant on Discovery's Naked and Afraid XL, maybe it's like bigger challenges or something.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Was injured while filming in the swamps of Louisiana. The injury came... last Sunday's show, you must have missed it, survivalist EJ Snyder fell from a tree branch into the swamp, suffering severe lacerations to his... the berries. Not the twig, but the berries.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's rough.
He was given a couple options. He was given the option by the show's medical staff to withdraw from the competition and seek medical treatment at a hospital in sterile conditions, or stay in the game and allow the medics on hand to stitch him up.
No.
And risk a potentially life-threatening infection and the loss of his, I mean, everything really down there. So, this is a television show. It's a television show that a decent amount of people watch, but it's not like American Idol in its heyday.
Right.
When like 20 million people were watching it or anything like that. So, you have a choice to leave the show and go to a hospital in a sterile condition, you know, sterile conditions, and you'll be pretty much 100% wrapped up and good to go for the rest of your life. Or you stay on the show in the dirty, dirty swamps of Louisiana, where the medical crew on a television show have no idea if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if they're like people who couldn't work in hospitals, so now they work in Hollywood.
Right.
Or maybe they're fantastic. I don't know anything about them. But what I do know is that you're still in the nasty, dirty swamps of Louisiana. And you have an open wound on your...
On your stuff.
On your stuff. Yeah, we'll call it your stuff. All right?
Oh.
What do you choose? What do you choose?
I'm very competitive, and I don't like losing. But if it... if it's like my health for the rest of my life, you think you gotta choose the safe option. You would think.
He opted to stay in the game after being given 8 stitches to his berries. He was told to stay out of the water and not move too much for the next 7 to 10 days.
Just don't move at all and you'll be fine.
Like, this is the grossest thing ever.
What?
Like, yeah.
Don't they wear like little loincloths or something under their...
Well, what can a loincloth do?
I guess that doesn't really protect you.
It protects you from people seeing your stuff, but that's about it.
Wow. Like, that guy's a trooper.
Like, I'm wearing pants right now, right? I am wearing like...
You are.
Khaki pants.
Right.
Yeah, I don't do the show pantsless. Myth busted. If I were to fall from a tree, it would hurt, but I'm pretty sure my twig and berries would be pretty much like good to go.
Right.
But when you're falling, every little branch can snag every little thing.
Oh, yeah, it can.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Oh, he's a trooper, though. That guy's, he's one of those guys that went so hard in gym class dodgeball, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a trooper. It's somebody to look up to as they as they cut off his boy parts eventually when they get infected. You just talked about being competitive. This is competitive. Maybe you can relate to this. Ocean City, Maryland, a man was arrested after allegedly stabbing 2 victims with whom he was playing miniature golf on Sunday. Police officers were called to Nick's Jurassic Golf, where they arrested this Nagal Namon Lincoln. I guess I say his name. The 2 stabbing victims were treated at the scene, although one man was taken to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. So it looks like they're both going to be okay, but this was over a miniature golf game.
It gets intense.
I know you like playing miniature golf. Have you ever, like, I could just stab you. Another hole-in-one? What are you going, pro?
Show off.
This is ridiculous.
I have gotten annoyed before playing with my brother, Michael, because he's very good at it. And I genuinely have to, like, say, Steph, calm down. Like, do not let this ruin your mood for the whole day. You're being ridiculous. But I do get really frustrated when I'm losing.
Have you ever been on a date with a guy and you're doing something like a miniature golf and it's gotten competitive to the point where you're, like, annoyed with the guy? Or are you trying to be, like, cute? I'm on a date, Steph.
I think I, like, try to be, like, cutesy and happy. But, like, deep down, I'm furious that I'm losing.
Or, like, bowling. When's the last time you've been bowling on a date?
Oh, it's been a while. I think when I was in college was probably the last time.
And is that something you expect to win at, too? Or are you just...
I would always like to win. Yeah. But I don't think I did. I think the guy was, like, a guy who bowled all the time. And I didn't at all. So I remember being a little frustrated.
We know why that didn't work out.
Well, we got food afterwards, so that, you know, helped a little bit.
Right.
But I get that way. Like, and I'll tell myself, like, it's just a game, calm down. But in the midst of it, when you're in the thicket, I get really mad.
Now, I know you wouldn't stab your brother, Michael, but...
No.
Do you ever, like, hit him when he, like, he's doing well and beating you?
No, I think I just get, like, quiet.
Really? Yeah. You give him the silent treatment?
I'm so mad at you for being good at mini golf.
You okay? You feeling all right? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Are you mad at me? Why would I be mad at you? I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
Oh, there's 18 of these holes? Jeez.
Great.
Wow. I'm guessing you've been here before. You probably play every Tuesday or something, right?
Yeah, I get pretty... I think I just get quiet.
Coming up, Steph, you have some time. Me, I don't know where I stand on this. 10 life skills you should master by age 30. It's not yet over for Steph, but for me, yep, could be looking at the end.
It's the Puffin Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puffin Steph Podcast.
All right, so I found this website that talked about the 10 life skills you should master by age 30. I have not, I just copy and pasted it onto this thing. I haven't looked at them yet. So we're going to be doing this together.
Very nice. Okay.
Okay. Number one, I got changing a flat tire. I can do that.
All right. Well, that's something I'll probably never be able to do, and that's just fine.
All right. One per puff, zero for Steph. Repairing your pipes?
Oh, no. That's a...
I don't even know what that means.
Like fixing a leaky faucet or something?
Like, I maybe could do that. I just ripped out a sink faucet from my kitchen a couple weeks ago.
See, yeah, you're a lot further along on that one than I am. I got nothing.
All right. Okay. I'll give myself a half point. I'm 1.5 to Steph, zero. But I'm also like 10 years older, so...
True.
So,
also true.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a head start. Number three, assembling an emergency kit. Buy 3 nylon duffel bags, then head to the hardware store and fill them with the essentials.
That's a skill?
That's a... No.
They're literally giving you directions step by step.
Why don't I just buy an emergency kit?
I have a first aid kit in my car. Does that and an emergency $5 and a water bottle?
I know you have an emergency $5. It's so
does
fun.
That count?
Yes.
Okay,
totally.
1 point.
1 point for Steph. I don't have one, so 1.5 to 1. Mixing a signature cocktail, having a to-go cocktail you can make for yourself is a classy life hack that will make you a better host.
Oh, I can make cocktails. Is that a skill?
I mean, you did bartend.
Yeah.
So Steph's got that. Steph's got 2 points.
Whoa.
I'm, you know. I've spent plenty of time in bars. I'm good.
Yeah.
So 2.5 to 2?
Yeah.
All right. Mastering at least one dish. Pick a dish that requires a mix of multiple ingredients at different times. Spaghetti doesn't count.
Mm.
But like something like a spaghetti carbonara does.
Buffalo chicken, zucchini boats.
Three points. I got plenty of those. I'm 3.
Oh, you're a good cook. Yeah.
I got 3.5 points. Wrapping a present. Damn it.
Yes. Put me down. Okay. I get extra points for that.
No,
one.
You don't. There's no extra points. It's one or nothing. Wrapping a present. Learn how to wrap presents creatively with all kinds of materials.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You get the bows and the ribbons and the
sparkles.
Oh,
you did pull into the lead though. Because what's that for you? 5 points?
4.
4 to 3.5 for me.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's Steph Warren of adult. Figuring out the tip. That's easy. I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so 5 to 4.5.
Oh, it's close.
Creating a monthly budget. There are tons of programs to help track your spending and expenses. Pick one and start budgeting month by month. Once you get the hang of it, start a year-long savings plan. Do you do this?
I have my monthly budget written down, and I'm aware of it. Does that count? I mean, it's the same. It's not like I have to redo it every month.
Mine changes every month, depending on how many times I DJ.
That's true. So mine's pretty much the same. And I have calculated it and budgeted it out.
I'll give you a point.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself a half a point.
Yeah. I mean, if...
So, because I'm not great with money. We all know this.
Right.
So that gives you 6 to 5. Is that right?
6 to 5.5. Oh, no. You're up to a whole number now. Because you added another half. You're at 5.
So 6 to 5, yep. Steph. Oh, man. I really did not look at this before, so I don't know if I'm going to win or not. Effectively packing luggage. Bring exactly the amount of undergarment, shirts, pants you'll need, and only essential toiletries.
Oh, my gosh, no. I bring 15 outfits if I'm gone for a day. So, nope.
This is my chance to beat Steph, or to tie with Steph, and I fail miserably. I do the exact same thing Steph does. I go on a 2-day trip and I bring 9 pairs of underwear. Like, yep. Something's going to happen to me.
Well, you never know.
Literally, I went just a couple weeks ago to go hang out with my friend in Delaware. I was there Saturday night and Sunday night. And I came back Monday. It was Memorial Day weekend. So basically 2 days I was there. I packed 6 pairs of underwear. I don't know why.
Just in case.
And 4 pairs of socks. I don't know if I was, like, how many swamps am I going to get stuck in? I don't know what was going to happen. It was so dumb. And
well,
I just, no.
You gotta have, like, athletic clothes, comfy clothes, clothes to sleep in, nice clothes. What if you get invited to tea with the queen? Like, you got to have, like, that kind of outfit.
In Delaware?
Frumpy outfit, comfy outfit.
The queen often visits Delaware.
You got to be prepared.
And offers peons like myself tea. And number 10, mending clothing.
Oh, I do like to sew. So that's a point. Your wife likes to sew.
Yeah, but it's my wife. If you marry it, does it count?
No.
Because she could leave, and she probably will at any moment. So I lost by 2.
7.
I had 5.
You had 5. Wow.
I mean, it's probably not that shocking to people that you're more of an adult than I am.
Yeah, and you know, the 3 that I'm missing, I will never have those things, and that's fine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you going to be quiet now because you're upset that you lost, like I get when I play mini golf?
Time to stump Steph. 37% of adults regret not doing this when they were younger. And by younger, they don't mean kids. Young adults. I'll give you that hint.
The age of 21.
I mean, it could be 21, could be 20. Just.
It doesn't involve drinking.
It really doesn't.
Okay.
No.
I don't know if it was like partying in general. No. Dating more?
Nope.
Does it have to do with something in their career?
I mean, it could affect their career doing this. Yeah.
Does it have to do with school?
No. Although I guess it could affect their school too.
But it's not like doing better in school, taking more classes.
No.
Does it have to do with their personal life?
Yeah. I mean,
like friends?
Not really, family? But it's something. I mean, friends, family, relationships, really, I mean, a lot of those would be put on hold for this.
Budgeting their time better.
Nope.
Put on hold for this.
Mm-hmm.
So is it about a job?
Nope.
Put on hold for...
Why wouldn't you be able to, like, rise the ranks in your job? Why wouldn't you be able to hang out with your friends or family more? Why wouldn't you be dating more? What would be stopping you from all that?
Having a kid.
No.
Yeah, that I guess people wouldn't say they regret
37% of adults regret not doing this when they were younger.
Oh, it's not doing this.
So it's something they
it's
maybe
keeping
had,
them from working harder and seeing their friends more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Not doing this?
Yep, they wish they would have done more of this.
Doesn't have to do with work.
It could hurt your work. It probably won't help you too much unless you do this for work.
More sleeping.
Nope.
I really don't know. Is this easy?
I don't know. I think when I say it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But it's just one of those things that, I don't know, I'm looking at the answer.
Right.
You give up?
Yeah.
There's some stuff?
I do.
Traveling abroad.
They regret not doing more of it.
Not traveling more.
So because they didn't do it, they have less time with friends and family?
No. If they did it, they would have had less. Maybe I didn't phrase
the
hints.
No, you're good. It makes sense now. I was thinking of it backwards. Okay, that makes sense.
In a recent survey, 42% of men and 27% of women said they never use this in the summertime.
Is this a hygiene item?
I wouldn't call it that, no.
Never use this in the summer. Is it something you should be using?
I mean, it depends who you are. Me, yes.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
I gave it away.
Yeah. Yeah. I have stock in it. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. I actually put it on before the shows. That's what the smell is because these lights are bright.
They are.
All right, friends. We'll be back on Friday. Hopefully you are too. New advice column on the way.
It's the Puffin Steph Podcast.